What if we change our to-do list to a bucket list? We would be better leaders. Real leaders who embody real lives. That's what our clients need. Last year, I was with my best friend, one of the people I adore the most in the world. And I could see that during the pandemic, the containment that came with it, it was getting to him. I felt that the enthusiasm I know existed in him was dying out. So I came up with the idea of crossing things off our bucket list. You know that list of things and experience we want to do before we die that we like tick off once after the other after we've done them? So for starters, did we have a bucket list? No. Neither him or I had thought of making such a list. We knew that they were what they were, but we never taken the time to really think about it. Because it's usually really the kind of thing that you see in movies or on Facebook. Like most people, I realize now. Why a bucket list? The further I go in life, the more mature I become, the more I live my life as the way I want to tell myself when I'm old. Teasingly, I often ask my clients, what do you want to tell yourself when you're 85 and you're in a rocking chair? And it's funny because in every sphere of our lives, we plan the result. When we build a house, we detail every room, right down to the placement of the furniture, the colors of the wall, everything before the construction. When we go on vacation, we do our research of the places we want to visit, the activities we want to do, so we build our memories before we set out. Think about the projects you undertake. You probably always have the end in mind, except for our life. What memories would you like to create as a takeaway from your life? Now it's time to convert a list of experiences that I want to live this year. Although I love the idea of the bucket list, I turned it into an annual experience list in line with my theme of the year. So you see, every year I give a theme for the next 365 days, and that really acts as the guideline for the upcoming year. For example, my year for 2021 was DARE. Boy, did I dare and did all kinds of things. Now for 2022, my word is connection, which explains why I offered several masterclasses, mostly on a monthly basis this year, to connect with people. Then I make the list of 101 things I want to experience this year in relationship with my theme. I can already hear you say, whoa, Sarah, 101, it's a lot. Indeed, that's a lot, but that's the point. In 101 experiences, there are small, medium, and big ones. The famous bucket list, we only think about big experiences, going skydiving, going to French Polynesia. Okay, that one's on my list, but anyways. But to perform big actions, we must train our brain to dare small experiences. And you, what's your year's themes, and what are 101 experiences that you would like to live that are aligned with that? From 101 experiences to embodied leadership. So what's the link between the bucket list, the 101 experiences of the year, and your business? The answer? Modeling. For me, a leader is someone who knows the way, who opens the door to the world of possibilities, who embodies a reality that something that I want to achieve in my own life. And embodied leadership is exactly that. To open the door to the world of possibilities to our clients. And so my tagline, because so much more is possible, is much more than a marketing tagline. It's my intrinsic mission. It's the difference that I want to make in the world. It's the mark that I want to leave, because I find that we limit ourselves so much in life. And to do that, I can't just say, let's go, everything's possible. No, I have to embody it. I have to do it from a space that's visceral, not cerebral. To be a leader that models the path, that doesn't dictate the path that we have to take, that we haven't taken personally. So embodied leadership is to take the decision to move my meetings to fulfill a dream that I had of doing this 10-day silent retreat and to see my clients happy for me, which in turn made them wonder about the dreams they too would like to fulfill. Embodied leadership is to go ice climbing, then share the lessons of courage, fear, letting go, and that I learned, and to create a moment of introspection about their own fears, courage, and letting go. Embodied leadership is not to have meetings before 10 a.m. because it's my family time or reading time, which shows them my values and makes them question their own values. And what's really fascinating is that now my clients don't have meetings before 10 a.m. They take time to work on their business, read for the pleasure of it, or do things that are meaningful for them. They get out there, eventually take that trip that they want to take and do something that's on their maybe one day list. We often look for ways to motivate, influence, inspire our clients. We look for technique, tactics, strategy. But the truth is, it all starts with embodied leadership. So what's the idea behind 101 experiences? First, for ourselves, to create the life we want to tell ourselves when we're 85 years old in our rocking chair and regain our own enthusiasm. Second, for our clients, to show the way, to be the living proof of what's possible, to increase their, it does increase their loyalty exponentially because we become a reference for the realization of their own goals, desires, and aspiration. And third, for our potential clients, to embody the true transformation that we offer and stand out from the other professional who do the same work that we do, but they communicate information, we communicate transformation. So my invitation for you today is change your to-do list to a bucket list. It's good for life. It's good for your clients' lives, and it's good for business. You have an embodied role, embodiment leadership role to play. It's always with so much pleasure that I read your comments. You can reach me by email, or you can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and now very often on Instagram.